You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, you're listening to the William Hill Irish Podcast. It's day three of Killarney's August Festival. We've got, once again, a very competitive-looking card for you this evening, beginning at 5.05. We've got four races for you on the level, and we've got three very competitive contests over hurdles for you, concluding the card at 8.10. We begin with a mile nursery at 5.05, set to be run on yielding to soft ground. Not too much rain forecast over there in Ireland today, so it should be pretty much as it was yesterday. And it's quite a competitive little start for openers here. We've got several that come here in reasonably good form, such as Ballot Box, Big Bad Sal, having run well in that Roscommon nursery the other day, respectively. But I quite like Vocal Music here. From the Jim Bolger stable. This horse has had three runs to gain a mark of 74. And on each occasion, this horse has shown a deal of ability and promise in equal measures. That third behind Painting Pictures at Roscommon reads pretty well on the balance of this race. And this horse didn't run too badly on ground that probably wouldn't have suited him last time out at the Galway Festival, when finishing a respectable six behind Yulong Gold Fairy. With the second horse out of that race, Quizzical, giving the form a solid boost next time out, there's every chance that this Cowboy Vocalised on slightly better ground this evening can finally get his head in front. And around about 7-1 this morning, top price, he rates a decent each way bet in the 5.05.
Race 2.
On to the 5.40 then, which is a conditions contest for the three-year-olds. And Bella Estrella is bound to be all the rage here, having created a favourable impression on her debut at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. Travelling quite strongly after being slightly slowly away behind the pace, she quickened up really impressively in the last two furlongs to win going away with quite a bit in hand. The second and the third, Donka Sock and Breeze, give that form a solid-looking look, as they'd run well in maiden, similar to that previously. And we're now with the Dermot Well horses in much better form. The reliability levels have increased to a deal of confidence now behind anything run by the Master of Rosewell. Of the dangers, well, Grand Frost looks to be the main one, based on my speed figures. This horse has run up to a really good level on its last two or three outings, despite not cutting much ice from a place perspective. In listed contests at Galway and, of course, here over the course and distance here the other night, when a respectable fifth behind Canary Row. Indeed, this filly by Exhilaration might have finished a bit closer than she ultimately did, but she met for interference at a crucial stage around about the two furlong pole, which rather knocked her back in her stride. But she did keep on quite willingly enough to suggest that she can be competitive in a race of this nature. So if you're betting perhaps without the favourite or doing some forecasts, then Grand Frost is certainly one to consider in that second contest.
Race number three.
On to the 6.10 then. Not a particularly strong race by any stretch of the imagination. I'm certainly going to prepare to give another chance to Rick Rack here, having run well last time out behind an improving type of Jim Bolger's called Panstar down in Gowran Park. That race was noticeable for a very strongly run contest because Panstar went off very quickly and never really looked like relenting the lead. But Rick Rack, I thought, kept on quite well to finish a respectable second. There was good horses that were well fancied in behind, and there's already been a winner out of that race as well subsequently, so I think the form is going to stack up. Soft ground won't mind this filly by Tia Filio, and at 11-2 this morning, top price of William Hill, she looks a really sound each way investment there in the third race.
Race 4.
On to the 6.40 then, and probably one of the most competitive races on the card, it has to be said. Around about 9-2 of the field at time recording. Castles Rock heads the market, courtesy of a victory last time at Leopardstown, but there's a sneaky feeling that that Dublin venue plays into his strengths better than most, and away from it, his record is not so good. We've got one or two other horses to consider, such as Prospectus, who comes here off the back of several decent performances over hurdles throughout the winter. And the same also applies to my selection here, Touch of Gold, although this horse's performances have come in the summer jumping period. Now, finally, this horse got off the mark at the 13th time of asking a couple of starts ago over tonight's course on the hurdle track. But he certainly wasn't winning out. She wasn't winning out of turn because in several races prior to that, she travelled really strongly, looking as though victory would come her way on many occasions. But now the monkey's off her back. She managed to score again at Tremor, to almost like the London bus syndrome. And she won, I thought, quite comfortably at the Waterford venue the other day in the hands of Penny Kennedy. This strong travelling mare has not got a bad handicap mark to return to here, considering she's 106 over hurdles. She's off only 65 here tonight. And with Pat Smullen booked, obviously Connections really fancy their chances here tonight. So the strong travelling Touch of Gold should at least reward each way investments there around about 6-1 in the 640.
Race 5.
On to the big juvenile contest of the evening then, and this looks a straight match between Brutal and Pronounced. Both of these two horses have shown a good aptitude to hurdles on their opening salvos, and although Brutal is bound to be a warm hoarder here, I actually prefer Pronounced at the price. I think 5-2 is not a bad price for Joseph O'Brien's Charge. Joseph, of course, renowned for his juvenile hurdling exploits with Ivanich Gorbachev winning the Triumph Hurdle a couple of years ago, and he had several youthful sorts that struck their stuff over the winter last season, and there's a good chance already that he'll have one or two powerful horses who don't make the grade over hurdles. And this one definitely is a point in case. Only rated 51 on the level. This horse improved immeasurably for 8 flights of hurdles at Ballinrobe the other day in his opening salvo. And the way he stayed on to beat Stabber Companion, a more strongly fancied in the market, Thomas O'Malley, suggests that he's going to have a bright future over the smaller obstacles. Indeed, his time figure was a very respectable one for a juvenile hurdle, and with conditions very similar to what they were in Ballinrobe, I do expect Pronounce at least to give Brutal something to think about there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the best hurdle race on the card then, which comes up at 7:40, one of these conditions races which is very difficult to fathom. Unfortunately, we've only got the 7 runners, so the each-way angle has rather been prevented. But there's half a chance here that perhaps Plinth can punch above his weight, as he often does. He tends to run well in these smaller field conditions races, and then you put him in a handicap and sometimes he doesn't run up to scratch. But he was really impressive at Tipperary in the Grimes hurdle on the 6th of July when he beat Kitten Rock and Ivan Grozny. And of course, if he runs up to that level, winning a Grade 3, there's every chance that he'll be competitive here. He didn't run too badly the other day in the Galway Hurdle when finishing mid-division behind some useful sorts for that time of year. And it was interesting that he had Timian backing behind him as well that day. He runs his track particularly well. McDonnell McKinney taking 7 off. I do expect Plinth to go well. Along with Top of the Ra, who comes in here in great form. He actually managed to win at the Galway Festival on his last start. Certainly backing up the view that he was an improving horse on the evidence of his previous run at Ballinrobe when he took that maiden hurdle in pretty convincing fashion. A horse that's going forward in a rush. I'd also expect Top of the Ra to go well there in the 7:40.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and probably one of my best bets on the card runs here in the shape of Gold Smoke. Eugene O'Sullivan's Charge was really impressive last time out visually and on the speed figures at Tipperary when she bounded her way to victory in a very competitive handicap hurdle over similar distance to tonight. She was always going really well in the hands of Cathal Landers and stayed on very, very eye-catchingly in the latter stages to record the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card and indeed the fastest final circuit. So she's clearly a horse in good form, and she also comes out of that Cork race the time before. That mare's only a fair one by Pixie Lane, which has worked out well. Sleeve Namon, who was third, he went on to win next time out when he returned to the Cork track. So all in all, this horse's profile is certainly one of an upward curve, and with Barry John Foley taking 4 off as well, that will certainly help this horse having every chance of completing a quick double. So Gold Smoke, very strong choice there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again on Sunday when we'll be taking a look at Curra's 8-rate flat card beginning at 1:30. Of course, features the Irish Cambridgeshire, which comes about 4:20. So really looking forward to that, and hopefully you can join in, and hopefully we'll have a few winners there. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.